Following the school board candidate forum that was held at the Bozeman Public Library on April 22nd of 2024, there was an information session about the bond issue for the Belgrade schools that will be on this spring's ballot.
I'm Dee Frothingham, the superintendent.
So I will give you just a brief overview of information about the bond, and then we can go into questions, because you may have questions right off the bat. And we can go.
Okay. All right. So the Belgrade School District has a bond on the ballot that's due. The election is May 7th, so you probably got your ballot in the mail. They were mailed on Friday, so you might have gotten it Saturday or today or maybe tomorrow. The bond is for two projects. The first project is to build our fourth elementary school. So we have three elementary schools right now. We know that we're growing in population. By the time we get to 30,000 people, we know we need to be ready for those students. When we get to 30,000 people, we're projecting that we would need five elementary schools, two middle schools, and we think our one high school is going to do it. We may need to build some extra programming in a career tech ed building or something to pull some of the weight off the high school so we can stick with one high school. That's what we're envisioning when we grow to a community of 30,000 people. We know that three elementary schools is not going to work. We're almost at capacity in our elementary schools. We should be there in the next couple of years, actually. So this is just a rendering. It's not an actual architectural drawing of an elementary school. It would be built on the new property that we have out on Frank Road. We have 60 acres. In Montana, elementary schools are about 10 acres, middle schools are about 20 acres, high schools are about 30. So that 60 acres gives us the ability to build all three schools or some version of schools. So the elementary school would be a 550-student school, which is about the size of our other three elementary schools. We did propose this number 9. It would not be built, but it would be a location for an addition. So if our enrollment skyrocketed quicker than we think, then we could quick go out to the voters and say we need to build a 200-student addition on this school. That's a lot less expensive than building a whole other school and having to put staff in a new school. So we would build it prepared for that addition. The second part of this bond project is to renovate our middle school. So our middle school is our last remaining building of our five buildings that hasn't been renovated. The middle school was originally two separate schools, kind of glued together with an annex. So this is the annex right here. This is a school. This was a school and this was a school. And some of you might have gone to one or the other. So part of this project, part of the whole concept of building the fourth elementary school and renovating the middle school, came with the knowledge that a lot of people in the community for years have been talking about where fifth grade belongs. And we polled our community. 78% of the respondents said they would rather see fifth grade back in the elementary school. And so these projects would help accomplish that task too. So we build the fourth elementary school. We're able to move the fifth graders back across all four elementary schools. And then we're able to take down the fifth grade wing, which is the oldest part of the building. One of the purposes of this is to really redesign the school in the way that we know SROs, architects, are talking about school safety, which is you have one main entrance, this is the public area, and this is the student area, right? And we keep them somewhat separate versus our current entrance is here, and our public has to walk through to get to our various locations in the building where public might go. So this addition would have the administrative offices, a library, a full-size gym, a commons area like we have in Saddle Peak or Story Creek and the high school. So you come in and there's the commons area. And then music rooms, and so that kind of public space. We would still have room in this school for 1,000 students, so we would pull fifth grade out, get it down to most middle schools in the state are 600 to 800 students versus the 1,000 or 1,100 we have in there now. Bring that number down. As we grow, we can grow back out until we're ready to split those two schools. So we passed a bond 5 years ago, thanks to the voters, where we built the third elementary school, the replacement for the Heck and Quah, for $20 million. The bond then was for $48 million, right? This one is for $60.5 million. So with that $48 million, we had $20 million to build Story Creek Elementary. We had $20 million to build the fourth elementary, which we're talking about right now. And we had $8 million left to buy the land and then make some upkeep to the Heck and Quah buildings so they don't fall down around us. So we were able to build the Story Creek building, and we were able to buy the land. And then COVID happened. And close your eyes again. Here. So this was construction prices in the state of Montana. So you can see it was just steady eddy, right around $250 a square foot for ages and ages and ages. This is when we passed the bond 5 years ago, built Story Creek Elementary. We needed to buy the land, which when COVID hit, it became more and more challenging to buy the land. So we should have been able to build that fourth elementary school for $20 million. So, you know, the school board was forward-thinking, had a good plan, and, you know, then life happened, and now prices have more than doubled. So that $20 million we have left is hanging out there. The bonds haven't been issued. Nobody's paying any taxes on them. We would issue those bonds, but now we need more money. So the $60.5 million would help finish that project and then would also be able to take care of the middle school project. Cost? This graph shows the $20 million and the $60.5. So the $20 million, when we issue that, would be $1.63 per month per $100,000 of your home's assessed value. So we know nobody has a $100,000 home, but the math is easier to do than if we did some other number. And we're required by law to put the $100,000 number on your ballot, too, so that you can do the math. We have a tax calculator on our website. You can take your tax bill, put your house in, and see exactly what your payment would be for that. Your assessed value isn't your Zillow value. It's not what you would sell your house for. It's whatever you're being taxed at. So make sure you look at your tax bill. So the $20 million would be $1.63 per $100,000 per month. The $60.5 million, which is what's going to be on your ballot, would be $3.97 per $100,000 per month for a total of $5.60 per $100,000 per month. So then you multiply that by 5 if you have a $500,000 home, by 7 if you have a $700,000 home. Make sense? All right, that's the quick version. Now ask me questions or I'll do all the other slides.
These figures that you have shown for the 20 and the extra 60 are based on what interest rate on the bonds?
Carrie is our finance director.
They don't have an interest rate. What they did was they based it off of estimates. D.A. Davidson is the bond counsel that we're working with. And so they did pretty conservative estimates based off of their knowledge. I don't know the exact number, but I can look that up for you. We won't know until they actually issue the bonds what
that's
the interest
what
rate will
at.
Be. Yeah.
5% could be 7%, could be 10% potentially.
Our bond counsel is very good at what she does, and so I really think that she's probably estimated more high than she has low.
Thank you.
That's what we asked her to do also. We'd rather do worst case scenario.
So this shows, remember in 2019, 5 years ago, the community passed a bond. It was issued, the first bond payment was issued in 2020. So the total payment of all the bonds, because we have some other outstanding bonds from when we did the high school renovation, and we did, right, we do 20-year bonds. It's like your mortgage, after 20 years, it falls off. So these are all the years that we have bonds falling off for various projects that we've done in the district. So total bonds that taxpayers were paying in 2020 was a little under $8. And then you can see how quickly it dropped off. And that's because, different than your mortgage, with bonds, when your neighbors move in, they're all helping you pay that amount. So the more people we have move into the community, the more businesses we have open, your rate drops. So you can see we had, you know, like 19% growth for these years, and your amount dropped off. We just asked our bond council to do a conservative 3%. We're assuming that that's going to go steeper, but we're not going to make any promises about that because we don't control that. But you can see that the first year that a bond goes out is the most expensive year in a growing community. If we were in a shrinking community, that might not be the case. Yes.
Where it says 2024 bond first payment and 2014 bond final payment?
They refinanced some bonds in 2014.
Gotcha.
Eagle eyes. Nice.
I like numbers.
Yes.
So the 3% you're talking about is the 3% growth rate for the community.
Mm-hmm.
What is the population of Belgrade right now?
I think it's 14,000. Is that right?
14,500, but this isn't just the city of Belgrade. This is the mm-hmm. whole school district. So you're looking at more like 23,000, whereas the actual city of Belgrade is 13. So it's hard to find those numbers.
Yeah, because we actually have the school district line includes different groups for the high school. So like Pass Creek and all them are included in our high school, but not our elementary district. We have Bozeman addresses in our school district. So like near Four Corners and out kind of on the edges, we have some Bozeman addresses. But the school district lines are the lines. What else? Yes?
Where will the funds to staff the school come from?
Great question. So, it feels scary to a community to say we're going to build a whole new school, because we're picturing now we have to fill that with teachers and staff and all that. So think about, we already have the teaching staff that are teaching all of our elementary students and all of our fifth grade students, right? So we're going to take those and redistribute them across the four schools. So that's not going to change until we get new students, right? As 20 or 25 new students come, we hire another teacher. So, but that growth would be accounted for. We would get more money for the state for that. For the new school, so the good part about doing these two projects together is when we reduce the size of the middle school, that means we need one fewer administrator there. So an administrator can then go be the administrator at the new school. So a nurse, a school secretary, you know, we'll have a couple positions. We'll reduce the footprint of the middle school, so some custodial can be shifted to the new school, but we'd probably need some new custodial. So not a significant number until we see student growth go up, but then we'll be getting more money for the state to help pay for that. It doesn't mean we're never going to ask for another levy, because that's how state funding works, that we need to go back out every 2 or 3 or 4 years to ask for a levy. Bozeman does it almost every year. We do not. That's just the way school funding works. But we're not projecting having to go out and say, we need enough money now to staff a complete new school. It would be a few positions. That's a great question. What else? Yeah.
What happens if this is turned down?
What happens if that's another really good question? I don't know the answer to that. I think the board did a really good job, and they were pretty brave to say, we're going to move forward and talk about this. This is happening in our community. We're going to run out of room in our elementary schools. It's a challenge. And we know that this is a really hard time to be talking about money. So kudos to them for not burying their heads in the sand and saying, nope, this is what's happening in our community. If it doesn't pass, then the board will come back to the table and talk about what do we do next. Do we run it again? Do we wait? When the students are here and we don't have room for them, we look at what other communities do or what we could do. So it could be we put portables in at the elementary schools. We could look at doing year-round school where you're shifting when the kids are in the buildings. So, you know, there's lots of options. But, you know, the school board said this is the best option. And we know that it's money. So, yeah.
So we're kind of late to the party, but so this school down here that's vacant, uh-huh. You covered that, and I kind of heard a little on the radio this morning, but uh-huh. I'm curious about that because when I look in the windows, I see desks and chairs and, you know, empty rooms, and so is that a possible situation where students can move into that building and utilize that to help out the taxpayers and all mm-hmm. this? I mean, what is kind of the deal with that school? What's happening with it?
Mm-hmm. Another great question.
Maybe you covered it.
No, I didn't, actually. Okay. And I'm glad that you brought it up because it came up earlier, too.
Right.
So the Heck building is the L-shaped building, the low one. And over here we have Curtis Hall, the Qua building. That's the beautiful old building.
Yep.
And then this used to be the bus barn, and it's now the administrative offices. It's pretty sweet. So our challenge is that, you know, 5 years ago, the voters said, yeah, we don't like kids crossing this road every day, right? It's an unsafe situation. These buildings are really past their life, except for beautiful Qua, which we would love to have money to update, but that's not it. Last time we looked, it would be about $16 million to update it, and that's not something we can bring to the voters at this point. I mean, it's, you know, to update it to be the district offices, that was the idea at some point. But, you know, we need space for kids, so we're keeping it going, but we're not going to make that move right now. So right now, this is being used for administrative offices. There's a gym here that we're renting, we rent to the community. The Qua building is, we have one office in there, but it's essentially empty because you can't get anywhere without going up and down stairs. So we can't rent it. It's just an ADA challenge. So we've talked about, do we stick an elevator on the back so we could be using it? We're trying to come up with some ideas. We might be working with the police department that they could use it, part of it. This building over here, Curtis Hall, is being used primarily by adult ed. So we have adult ed classes going on in there and then a couple of district offices. This wing is all offices, district offices. So we've really outgrown this space over here. So this wing and then the school board room is here. We're renting these rooms out to the Y, I think the Y for summer programming. And then we rented this to the police for a while. And then this gym is being used by the community. So we're using the buildings and we're really holding on to them in case of an emergency, right? If there was an emergency and we needed to put kids back there, we could. The challenge is this space holds about 240 kids and our average grade level, so say we move kindergarten over there, is 250 kids. So we may be able to cram 250 kindergartners in there. We try to cram all the fifth graders in there. It's going to smell really good. So that's a challenge, right?
So it could be used.
So we are holding on to it.
It doesn't pass, mm-hmm.
Yep.
It became a situation that
Yeah, or if we had an emergency in one of the buildings, or we're holding on to it because it's our insurance,
sure.
Right? We are going to be talking with the city more. We've floated around the idea of, is there a way to do a land swap? They would love to have that for the police department. It's too little for what we need. We really need 10 acres somewhere for that fifth elementary, which could be, we're thinking 15 years down the road before we would build it, but that's what we need. We need 10 acres somewhere, not 3 acres, right? So this is less functional for the school district than it was before. But we're holding on to it because that's our insurance. Yeah.
So if the bond passes and you don't need the insurance, you could sell it?
We could. We need that land. You know, Bozeman, you know, that district has a ton of land, right? They're set for the rest of their time. They have places where they can build new schools. We don't. We have that 60 acres. We can't build 2 elementary schools on the 60 acres. That doesn't make any sense. So we really need another 10 acres somewhere. So, yeah, selling it, swapping with the city, we're looking at all of those ideas. And somehow we got to make sure Qua gets taken care of, right? We're in a bind. We'd love to be the ones to take care of it, but we can't go to you for $16 million and say we want to take care of this building. And so that's a challenge, too. In our hearts, it's certainly a challenge. What else? All right. We have videos on our website, short little videos, and one long video that talks about this. We also have literature. We have the PowerPoint on our website. We have mailed home flyers. Would you hold up one of my flyers? No, the green one.
Oh, this one.
Yeah. So hopefully, if you're a registered voter, you're getting that or you've gotten that. That has some of the same information. Please give me a call at the district office. I would love to answer your questions. And so we're making the rounds and trying to talk to everybody and get your questions answered. So thank you for coming and listening.
All right, I just have a couple comments. Again, I want to thank the partners, the League of Women Voters, the Bozeman Area Business and Professional Women, the Association of University Women, and the Bozeman Public Library, but most of all, the Belgrade Community Library for hosting us and doing a lot of the work. I would also like to thank our two people from KGVA. No, tell me, help
KGVM.
Me. KGVM. And Yvonne and Bob for doing the filming. I do want to mention that if they're standing right here, Pat and Marilyn are here to help you with any voter registration questions, or if you want to register, or you have somebody at home that needs to register, please talk, or if you want to join League of Women Voters. They are here to help you with that. And again, thank you. Good night.
That was an information presentation about the Belgrade Schools bond issue that will be on the spring ballot. Stay tuned to KGVM for more coverage of the elections in 2024.